A Jewish Journal article. Eugene Levy, Autumn Rowe, and other entertainment leaders call for action against anti-Semitism at Creative Community for Peace Gala. I ask everyone here to open your heart and create space. Space to speak up for your brothers and sisters in pain and fear, said Grammy Award-winning songwriter Autumn Rowe to a packed and star-studded crowd of entertainers and industry executives at Creative Community for Peace's 4th Annual Ambassadors of Peace Awards Gala on October 26 in Beverly Hills. Rowe, one of the evening's honorees, grew up in the South Bronx in a Black Jewish family and is a well-known activist in the fight against racism and anti-Semitism in the entertainment industry. She powerfully captured the attention of the attendees, challenging them to act in response to rising anti-Semitic sentiment. I ask that when you hear stereotypes casually mentioned in rooms, whether they are anti-Semitic, racist, sexist, or in any way hurting a collective group of people, find the courage to say, "Hey, that's actually not true and quite hurtful, and here's why," she said. In recent years, Creative Community for Peace, CCFP, has emerged as Hollywood's homegrown go-to resource on issues related to anti-Semitism and the cultural boycott Israel. Whether artists are carelessly sharing anti-Semitic memes on social media or musicians are boycotted for performing in Israel, CCFP has worked closely with entertainers and their management to step in and support artistic freedom, build cultural bridges and counter BDS. With the confluence of entertainment leaders and creative artists addressing anti-Semitism on that very day, the event felt more like an emergency meeting than a mere celebration of ambassadors of peace. One of the honorees this year was actor and comedian Eugene Levy, known for his acclaimed roles in Schitt's Creek, American Pie, Best in Show, and A Mighty Wind. Levy spoke to the attendees about the lessons he learned encountering anti-Semitism early in life, when he ran for class president of his high school in Hamilton, Ontario. During his campaign, someone crossed out his last name on all of his campaign posters and etched the word, Jew. The young Levy would then address the incident with poise in a speech to the student body, by calling out the unknown vandal to look in the mirror, and then asserting his own pride in indeed being Jewish. Levy subsequently won the election. What I took away from that as a 17-year-old was, wow, if you can actually get people to a point of feeling shame for their own despicable thoughts and actions or for following the despicable thoughts and actions of others, then that can be a giant first step in turning heads and eventually eradicating hatred and bigotry, Levy said. Levy spoke with the Journal about the importance of the work CCFP is doing. Well, you just have to look around, see where we are in the world, see where this country is, see what's going on in Europe. Anti-Semitism on the rise, racial hatred, bigotry is on the rise, Levy told the Journal. Everything is peaking. We're in a lot of trouble unless we find a way of addressing it. This is one way of addressing it. Positive things can be done when people work together. Autumn Rowe told the Journal that despite the tense climate, the CCFP event gave her hope. If we all just do like 5% better, I feel like we're going to make a huge impact, Rowe said. We have to have these conversations, even if they're difficult, as to why these things are hurtful. Other Ambassador of Peace honorees that night were David Dedek, Global Co-Head of Music at United Talent Agency, Brandon Goodman and Danny Rukasin, co-founders of Best Friends Music, and Darren Starr, creator and showrunner for Emily in Paris, Beverly Hills 90210, and Sex and the City. Several honorees from the previous 3 years were in attendance, including Diane Warren, 13-time Academy Award-nominated songwriter, Ben Madahi, senior VP of A&R at Columbia Records and president of Unrestricted, Eitan Ben-Horon, global vice president, A&R, Warner Music Group, and Tracy Shemaisky, president of CoStar Entertainment. The leaders of CCFP had some of the most fiery words of the evening. If you're an artist, we encourage you to go perform in Israel, said CCFP director Ari Engel. It is literally where Jews, Arabs, Muslims, Christians, Druze, Black, White, all come together to watch their favorite bands and to support their favorite teams, to bond. And they can walk in the shoes of artists like Paul McCartney, One Republic, Alicia Keys, who brought a message of peace with them. David Renzer, co-founder of CCFP, and former chairman, CEO of Universal Music Publishing, spoke directly about Kanye West's anti-Semitic remarks. We support every entertainer's right to free speech, but no one has a free pass to target and demonize a minority group with such malice, said Renzer. We are gravely concerned about the impact of these statements and how they will affect Kanye's fans, particularly young people. At the same time, We hope this could be a moment that ultimately creates better awareness about the dangers of anti-Semitism for Yee's fans and other entertainers. CCFP co-founder Steve Schnurr, also worldwide executive and president music at Electronic Arts, implored the crowd not to stay silent. "Hate is no longer staying silent, neither can we," Schnurr said. "For the sake of our industry, our integrity, and the very survival of our shared humanity, speak up. March if you're asked. Scream if you must. Link arms and stand your ground. Be a loud voice. Be the change."